you talk a little about Hanukkah, it's very interesting that the Maisa always Siman Nabon, what we find in our four family fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, this is tells us a lot about what is going to be in our life. In this week's Parsha, in Hanukkah, we find a lot of things that our four founding fathers did that it teaches us how to act in life. And also, whatever happened with them, they had a lot of stories that happened to them. It's very interesting that we can learn out from all this in very different ways. In this week's Parsha, we see that Yaakov Avinu is successful in conquering Esav. It's very interesting. Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Yaakov took from him the Bechor, he took from the Bruchas. He wanted to kill him. He's like an Arab wanting to kill a Jew. It's a halacha that Esav always hates Yaakov. There's something mekubal in all Chazal that we see our enemies in all the generations that Hitler wanted to destroy. That's the generation, that's the grandson of Esav, who is Eliphaz. From him came Amalek, and Amalek wants to kill all the Jews. This is what happened with Hitler, and we see it in all the generations. Now, in Iran, they're threatening that they want to blow up all the Jewish people. This is all we see from the Chumash. We see everything from the Chumash. So we have here a Zohar in this week's Parsha, which teaches us a lot of things which are very interesting in our lives. It's written in the Zohar, Rav Shimon Posach V'Omar. There's a posuk in Mishlei that says, "Tov nikle ve'eved lo v'miskaved v'chaser lechem." It's better a person to be pushed down than to be an honorable person who is lacking food to eat. So the Zohar is telling us this is Yaakov, who is a person who's pushed down. He had to bow down to Esau. Seven times he's pushed down. He was with Lavan. Lavan treated him in a very terrible way all the years in order for him to get his wives. And we see that until this generation also, the non-Jews treat us very poorly. Even the Jews themselves, to the Haredi, the religious Jews, they treat us in a very bad way. They're taking away the money from all the yeshiva bochrim, mikadayim. So this Zohar teaches us like this. Pasuk ze nemar al yetzer hara. So the Zohar says this pasuk, tov nikle ve'eved lo mimitzchav v'chaser lechem, is talking about the yetzer hara. Mishum dehu tomid mekatrig lebnei adam. The yetzer hara is our biggest enemy in the world. If we really know what we're doing, we're always trying to conquer our yetzer hara. How does a person get arrogance? From his yetzer hara. He thinks he's the king of the world, he can do everything. This is what, when they get a good position, like the prime minister or whatever, they can do what they want. And sometimes this is very, very dangerous. So anyway, the Zohar continues, Yetzor rim marim li bol ritzono shel adam begava olech acharav. We saw that even Yosef was a tzaddik, was misalsel b'saro, which is teaching us that his yetzerah got a little hold of him in order to make himself nice looking, whatever. We see a lot of the rabbis tell us not to have a mirror in our house. You don't have to look at yourself all day and fix up your beard, and you know, a person doesn't have to be conquered with gaiva and helping his physical. Obviously, a person should go clean and misudar. He should be not misudar when he goes in the street, but he doesn't have to beautify himself, trim his beard. There's some people who color their beard when they get the old, when they get white already. They want to make their beard black again. They want to go to their young. They remember their young days. So anyway, the Zohar teaches us that Misalsa Bisara Barosha, this is all the Yetzirah, and his Gayala, the Moshechala, the Gainum. Sometimes Yetzirah can push a person into Gainum. Why? Because he's always looking for his own honor and making more money, and he's not doing Ratzon Hashem. So the Yetzirah can push a person into Gainum. Adotov Nikle, Oisoy Shelo, Lechachar Yetzirah, Lomis Gayaklal, Manich ruchov v'ribov ratzono kodesh boch. When a person really wants to come close to the Shem, sometimes he has to push himself down and do things that are very unhonorable, but he's doing it for the Shem. He's doing everything for the Shem. He doesn't care about anything. Odel, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov, said, I'm only looking what the Shem wants. That's what Odel was, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov. She only wanted to do rots and Hashem, only what God's will. As Oiso Yetzirah says, Zohar mitapech lo le'ebed, shelo yochal lishlot alav, Oiso yisholet alav, the Yetzirah is sholet alav. This is what happened. This is what could have happened, and this was harsher. The Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. He wanted to kill him. The Yetzirah is going to conquer the Yetzirah. This is what the Nisayon, the Nisayon for Yaakov Avinu in this week's parsha is. His mission, Yaakov's mission, was to conquer the Yetzirah. As Oisu Yetzirah metapech lo le'evid, shelo yochol lishlot alav, Oisu yisholet alav. Kamo shenemar atatim sholbo. But what happens when a person is very, very clever, and he uses all his Torah knowledge, uses all of his mind in order to conquer the Yetzirah, and he davens to the Shem? The Rebbe says you have to do an hour a day is voidedness. What are we davening for? That our Yetzer Tov will conquer our Yetzer Hara. This is the main thing we're doing in our lives, conquering our Yetzer Hara. So says the Zohar, Oysa yisholet alav kamo shenemar atah timshol bo, mimizkabed kloymer shenemar, shu mechabed atzmo mesasel besaro, mizgeheb ruchov, v'chaser lechem, chaser emun. This is the Yetzer Hara. The person is mesasel besaro. He's only looking for his own honor. He's only making more money. This is Esav, says the Zohar. Chaser lechem. The Esav says, Yaakov Avinu said, Yishli akol, I have everything I need. What did Esav said? Yishli rav, I have a lot. But what does that mean? A roitze mone, roitze matayim. A person has $1 million, he wants $2 million. It's not enough for him. So Esav said, yeah, I don't need this gift that you're giving to me, Yaakov Avinu, but in the end he took it because he's not satisfied with what he has. So the Zohar continues. It's written in the Posim, Lechem Elokad, Lechem Elokeim Ein Makrivim. Devar Acher Tov Nikle VeEved Loi Ze Yankov Shein Bich Rucho LeEsav Kedei SheAchakach Yelo Eved Yishlot Olav Yiskayembo Yavducha Amim Yishtachvelo Amim Leumi. It's very interesting. Why did Yaakov Avinu bow down to Esav so many times? It's even written that Yaakov Avinu is going to be punished for this. What are you bowing down to this Russia? This is called Machnif the Russia. Machni means giving in to him, telling him you're a good guy. The person should not be Machnif the Russia. And we see there was one child of Yaakov who didn't bow down to Esav. Who is that? Who knows?
Yosef.
Binyamin. Yosef was there, but Binyamin wasn't born yet. So who comes out of Binyamin? The tzatzaim of Binyamin, Mordechai Yehudi. Mordechai Yehudi lo yishtachave to Uman Arusha. This power of Mordechai Yehudi came from Binyamin, who did not mishtachave Esav. So we see, in one case, this is a very bad thing, that Yaakov is bowing down Esav, but this Zohar says it was a good thing. We're going to see a very interesting thing now. Listen very closely. It's written by in the Zohar. What happens, what is Yaakov doing now? The Zohar is hinting to something, which we're going to talk about a little more later, but what is it Zohar is hinting to now? It's written in the Pasuk, Yavducha Amin, Yishtachavelecha Le'umi. Right? What does this mean? In the future, everyone's going to bow down to the Jewish God. Everyone's going to be servants to the Jewish people. How is this going to happen? We see that they're ruling over us. A dying loyaz manoklal, says the Zohar. It's not the time that we're going to be ruling over the nations. What is Yaakov? Loshen ekel, our heel. The heel, we're in the back. Now we're in the ikvis of the Mashiach. Ikvis of the Mashiach is also ekel, loshen heel. And the Adam Arishan, according to Gabbalah, we have this Adam Akadmon, Ak, we call him. We have on the other side Adam B'liyal, which is the Yetzer Hara. At the beginning, when Adam Arishan made the error, this Adam B'liyal got so much koach that he was the same height as Adam Kadmon. But now, in Ikvis of the Meshicha, the Adam B'liyal has become so low because of all the Jewish people and all the generations. They're conquering the Yetzer Hara, like we say in this Zohar here. And the Adam B'liyal is only in the cave now. The Beit Lechem Yehuda, who gave a perush on the Eitz Chaim, said, we're now on the dust of the feet, or the Amor Mechabad also said the same thing. We're now on the heel of this Adam B'liyal. We can blow them off very, very fast. But what? You know, in the last part of our feet, the skin there is very tough. So the Ikvis of the Mashiach is very tough to get to finish it off. So that's why the Mashiach is not coming now. It's very difficult. Even though we're worthy in the end, at the end, the Devar Sof is a Devar is very difficult. The end of the days when the Mashiach is supposed to come, the Ikvis of the Mashiach is a very hard time. It's very hard to, very difficult to conquer the Zohar entirely. So the Zohar continues here. Alzeh ya miyad niklat. This is why Yaakov is always shefel ruach. The Jews, the biggest tzaddikim, they're always shefel ruach. They have hardly any money. They're very poor, and they're shefel ruach, and they don't feel the gaiver, the kovoid, because the nations are controlling over us. Yaakov Avinu knew, I'm now bowing down to Esau. In the end, he's going to be bowing down. Listen to what the Zohar is saying now. Achar kach oisoi shemitzkabed ye'eved loi oisoi shu chaser lechem, this Esau, who didn't have, he didn't have these little adoshim to eat. He had nothing to eat. He had to come to Yaakov and get, he didn't give him a steak dinner. He gave him only beans. What do they call it in English?
Lentils.
Lentils. This is all, only what he got. He was chaser lechem. He was lacking of eating. Ye'eved oisu shenos norad rov dagan v'tirosh. When Yitzhak was giving the brocha to Yaakov, what did he mevarach? And we say every moiti Shabbos, dagan v'tirosh. I give you everything. I give you wine. I give you a wheat, whatever you need. Kodesh Bohu is merachem and the Jewish people. So the Zohar ends here. Shu chaser lechem ye'eved loisu shenosu l'rav dagim v'tirosh bo v'tiresh is the Zohar. Tu chazi. This is the lashon of the Zohar. Look. In the Zohar, it's in the Gemara, it's written tu shma. Listen. And in the Zohar, it's written tu chazi. Look. Because the Zohar is clearer, more clear than the Gemara. So lama tzinut. Mishum shiada Yaakov shi'itzterech lo. Yaakov knew. In the end of days, Esav is going to need it. So what's going to happen? עכשיו התהפך לניקלה יותר חוכמה והכממיוס עשה בזה ינקו, when he bowed down to the Esav 7 times, and his whole family is bowing down to Esav, and he's giving such a great gift, and he's kissing him. This is all we're talking about Esav here. What happened, says the Zohar, Yaakov Avinu had so much knowledge in what he was doing. והכממיות עשה בזה מכל מה שעשה לאיסוף, שאילו היה יודע איסוף חוכמה זו, יהרוג את עצמו. He would have committed suicide. If Esau would have known what he did, what Yaakov did, how he's conquering Esau, by bowing down to him, he would have killed himself. Because this is the destruction of all the enemies of the Jews, is going to be in the end of times, because Yaakov is able to take out of Esau the good sparks, and the rest is going to be destructive. Avakol asah b'chokma alav amar Chana Shmuel Hashem yechtu merivo v'yeten oz l'malcho. Then the Melech Mashiach is going to come out of the tzitzim of Yaakov Avinu. Yehuda is the grandfather of the Mashiach. He's also the grandfather of the Baal Shem Tov and the Rebbeinu of Nachman. Nachman, they all come out of Tzitzoyim of David and Melech, all the kings who did a great job in the history of the Jewish people came from Malchus based David. Because the more the Nach says, Halacha kedovid bekol makoy. Chazal say, Halacha kedovid bekol makoy. Why? David HaMelech was mashpilat asmo just like Yaakov, who is a tzitzim of Yehuda. Yehuda was hodeh, who is moidi that he did an error with Tamar, made an error. He was moidi to this. And this is in Yom Chanukah also. The whole Yom Chanukah is the hodeh sulahale. This comes from Yehuda. When the Mashiach comes from Yehuda, when a person makes a mistake, he has to go and his moidi to this. He makes a mistake against his fellow Jew. He has to tell his fellow Jew, "I'm sorry," but he also has to go in his boydidus and mitanim lefnei Hashem is borach. They'll be able to chozer b'tshuva, because the Baal Tshuva is even greater than tzadikim gemurim. So it's very interesting. We know that Rabbeinu, the mitzvot are the same neshama of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So what happened? We open up the Likutei Moran and we find a Torah here, which is exactly resembling to this Zohar here. Exactly the same theme that the Rabbeinu wants to teach us here. This is Torah 277. When one is confronted, very interesting, we mentioned previously, the Gemara says, "Tu Shema, come in here." The Zohar says, "Tu Chazi, come and see." What does Rabbeinu say? "Da, you should know." That's even more clarified than seeing in the Zohar. "Da, your mind will know." The Zohar says you will see with your eyes. The Rabbeinu says, "No, your mind will know." What will your mind know? When one is confronted with opposition, one should stand up against the enemies and say, one should not stand up against the enemies and say, "Just as they are doing to me, I will do to them." This is called Nakoma. Nakoma is when a person wants to get back on his enemy. What do you say in English?
Revenge.
When he wants to revenge, I haven't talked in English in 30 years, so I forgot a lot about English. When a person wants to revenge against his enemy, what does he do? They threw a bomb. I'm going to throw also a bomb. You know? My wife shouted at me. I'm going to shout back. Who's going to be stronger in shouting? Rabbeinu says, no. This is your big mistake. When one is confronted with opposition, one should not stand up against the enemies and say, "Just as they are doing to me, I will do to them." This is because he will only cause the enemy to gain his wish. When a person does that, if Yaakov would have gone into Esav, he went with him, the Chazal said, with three things. He gave him a gift. He gave him with tefillah, the davening, and also with milchoma. He had a milchoma with Esav, right? If we take the milchoma first, if we would start fighting with Esau, it could be Esau came with 400 people. They could have conquered. Yaakov was Nikla. The Zohar says he's Nikla. He's a very weak person. But Yaakov Avinu had a lot of tact. He gave him the matana first. This is what Rabbeinu says also. You should not fight back to your enemy. You should give in to them in a certain way, but to make peace with them. This is because will only cause the enemy to attain his wish when a person stands up against him and fights him rosh barosh, we say in Hebrew, head by head. You know, you're doing, he's fighting you, you're going to fight back. Rabbeinu says that's not the right thing you should do. What happened to one that he indeed wishes should happen to him, on the contrary, one should judge him favorably. One of the big teachings of Rav Nachman of Breslov is in Torah Reish Pei Beis, the person should always don his chaver lekasot. Look at his good points. See, then by Esav, his biggest rush in the world, he wants to kill his brother. He only cares about having more wives, bringing evil in the world. He is stealing. He's doing all the bad deeds that a person could do. But when a person wants to conquer him, then he has to be very wise, just like Yaakov Avinu. On the contrary, one should judge him favorably. Do for him all types of favors. This is alluded in the pasuk, "May my soul be like earth to all." We should be like Harkola. Aretz, we're Aretz, the land. Everything good comes from the land. It's written in another Torah, and this Torah itself, the Rebbe says that everything comes from the land. The Aretz, where everybody is Dorich on the land. Everyone is walking on the land, pushing the dust in the land. The land is like nothing. It's a nishpechet nidresim. The Zohar says, May my soul be thy look to the earth, to all, like the earth that is tread upon by everyone, yet it gives people only good. What does the Eretz give to people? All the food comes and grows from the land. All the drink, the water, comes from the land. And we have rain, but if we don't have a vessel on the land to capture this rain, to capture the water, we'll have nothing. So everything comes from the land. The drink, food, gold. Gold is found in the land. Oil is found in the land. Silver, precious stones. They all come from the earth. The same way, although certain people may oppose a person and seek to harm him, one should nevertheless do for them only good, just like the earth. Parable for this world would be, if someone is digging under another's house, if the homeowner also digs from this direction, from his direction, in other words, my neighbor is starting to dig over here. So if I'm going to fight him rosh for rosh, it's a mushel that I'm just going to like dig from the other side. And what's going to happen? We're going to find ourselves together down below, and we're going to have a war together. So the Rebbe says, that's not what you should do. You shouldn't dig on the other side. The digger will reach his goal that much easier. However, if the homeowner spills earth and builds up a mound inside his house, he is confounding the digger's wish and preventing him from reaching his goal. This is exactly what Yaakov did to Esau. He was building a mound on the other in his house. So when Esau is trying to dig a hole to come to him, he's building a higher mound, a higher mound, a higher mound. How is he ever going to get there? I'm always building a bigger mound. This is exactly what the Zohar says that Yaakov did to Esau by bowing down to him and giving this gift. He conquered Esau, that if Esau would have known the great chokmah that Yaakov had, he would have killed himself. It's written in the Zohar. Because this is a great mind. The mind of Yaakov Avinu, it's written in the Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu Ishtam. And he had such clever tactics and such clever ideas what to do against Esau, that the Yehudi is always going to win. This is one of the reasons I was in Yad Vashem. I saw a tape on Hitler cursing the Jews, and he knew Hitler, and Haman of Russia also knew that the Jews had this great power. He said that the Jews go into all the economy of the country and they take over. He knew the power of the Jews, so he wanted to destroy them entirely, because he knew that if he doesn't destroy them, they're going to destroy him. And they're going to destroy the whole world. Not destroy, but they're going to take over the world, which is, everyone's afraid now. Why did the Arabs put the mound on the Eben HaShtia, after the holiest place, in the Eben HaShtia, the Beis HaMikdash? What did the Arabs have to do with our Beis HaMikdash? What are they trying to take over? But they know that this is the most holy place in the world, and they want to get control of it. If someone were to try to take this place, this mountain, the Dome on the Rock, this would cause a world war. That's why Moshe Dayan, the seven-day war, he called the Arabs back and said, I'm giving you the mound. Because they knew that they have to give it to him. Just like Yaakov Avinu. Some people say it's a mistake that they give it to the Arabs, but it's the same mind of Yaakov Avinu. Give the Arabs what they want, and you can be in peace. Right? Give them what they want. Give them the holy place in the world. We can't use it now because it's not the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the knowledge of what happened here. That you give the Arabs all they want, so that there should be peace. It's also tied into this Torah, this lesson in the Likutei Moharan. So the earth gives everything. And we see when a person builds a mound against his enemy, then that's the way he's going to conquer it. The same way, one should not stand up to fight against his enemies, for that is like digging just like the enemy, which is only making it easier for him to reach his goal. By being in the category of earth, my soul be like the earth, one thereby confounds the wish of the enemy. The enemy then digs a pit into which he himself will fall, for he falls and remains in the pit that he dug for the other on the account of the earth that is thrown on top of him. Since the other is standing and pouring earth upon him, by being in the category, my soul be like the earth. that? The explanation is that Yaakov Avinu, when he bowed down to Esav, is just building like a mound against the enemy who is trying to dig a hole to get to these enemies. So whenever you're giving a gift to the enemy, just as we gave in Harabite, we give the Harabite to the Arabs, we're quieting down, so they can't do anything to the Jewish people. So you give a gift to your enemy, then you conquered it. And in the end, the Jews will be Moshel in the time of Mashiach. Now we have another Torah in the Kuti Moran, which is also very applicable to this Zohar here, which is 170. 170 in the Kuti Moran. It's also very applicable to this Zohar here. The Torah starts as, O God, how many are my tormentors? Each individual's suffering corresponds to the nature of his soul and his devotions. One person may suffer from his children. The more a person has, the greater a soul a person has, the bigger Yetzirah has. Negative. It's written by Farash in the Gemara. A gadol b'chavero yetzir gadol mimem. If a person doesn't have such powers, he doesn't have so much talents, whatever, then his Yetzirah is also not so great. But the greatest people have great Yetzirah, and they have to conquer this. This is talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had a, it's written that Esau, in Sovim, it's written that Esau had the power more than Yaakov Avinu 1,000 times. That was why it was so difficult for Esau to stop doing sins. Because he had such a big Yetzer Hara, it was very difficult that to conquer this. Every individual suffering corresponds to the nature of his soul and his devotions. One person may suffer from his children, his father or his neighbor. What did you say?
From the Olam
A person can come to the Olam Ato, he doesn't know where he is. But here we see that sometimes a person has a problem from his child, from his son. He has problems from his wife. This is a small problem. This is a small problem. Or his neighbor. He has the worst neighbor in the world. He can't get along with his neighbor and he can't move. For some reason he can't move, he's going in a different direction. While another who is on a higher level may suffer from a more distant neighbor, he suffers from someone who's always sending him letters. Yet another even greater than he may suffer from the entire city. Everyone is against him. And another who is very great may suffer from the entire world. We know, when it's written in Lakuti Alokos, these great Siddiqui, whenever a tzaddik comes to the world, like Moshe Rabbeinu, they say Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach was Hoikel of Moshe Rabbeinu. You think Korach was a small person? Korach was a giant person. It was a big Talmud Chacham, Lossi Levo. It's written in the Mor Mipano, says he's going to be the Kohen Gadol. He's such a powerful person. Korach was Hoikel of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came to the world, there are some people, even today, are Hoikel of Nazorah. Believe that. They will not say, when you take out the Sefer Torah from the Heichal, they will not say Brich Shmei. Brich Shmei is a portion of the Zohar. They will not say that because they're against the Zohar. The great big tzaddikim, they're hoilik on them. When the Baal Shem Tov came to the world, the Grol, who is the biggest Nitei in the world, is hoilik on the Baal Shem Tov. When Rabbeinu came to the world, the Shvoli Zeder was Cholek on Rabbeinu. Rab Boruch was Cholek on Rabbeinu. Rab Nussan, when he's trying to spread the teachings of Rabbeinu, there was one person who wanted to kill him. He came to the house of Nussan and he killed Nussan. It wasn't Nussan, Rab Nussan of Breslau, but it was another Nussan. But he killed a Nussan. He came to kill, just like Esav came to kill the Yaakov. So when a person has a tremendous soul, he has tremendous enemies. He has a tremendous Yetzirah against him. What is he able to do in order to go against this Yetzirah Ra? And each one, on account of his suffering, carries the people from he suffers. For one suffers from others, one carries them on oneself. It's just, the Moran is saying now, all the suffering a person has is just like a burden on his back. Do you have the power to carry the burden on your back? Do you have the power to get up every morning in the right time to go to the mikveh, to daven shacharis, to go to the yeshiva, to the Torah. Every day we have a new yetzer hara coming against him. I don't want to learn today. My son says he doesn't want to. He has no cheshek to go to the yeshiva today. He wants to sleep more. The same yetzer hara is with us every day. What are we supposed to do? How is it possible for a physical body, says Rabbeinu, to carry so many? These tzaddikim ador, they have shishim ribu, the whole Jewish nation, on their backs. Sometimes they have the whole world on their backs. All the other nations are against the Jewish nations. They have that also on their backs. How is a person, physical body, able to carry so many people on himself? However, the suffering subdues the body, says Rabbeinu, a very interesting fact here, that when a person has suffering, it makes his body strong, that he's able to carry on his back whatever he has to carry. His divorced wife, some people have two or three divorced wives. They're paying mezuzahs for every one of their wives. Sometimes a person has a lot of children. I don't have one problem child. I have two, three problem child. You know, the greater a soul has, he has more problems. So what? Rebbe says, you have the koach, you have the power to solve all these problems and carry these problems to be a whole on your physical body, on your back. The suffering subdues the body. The suffering is called tsarot. What is tsarot? Problems. Rebbe says it's a play on words. Since the metieter distresses and oppresses the body, so when the body is crushed on account of the tsarot, the soul signs and is augmented. So I have to see this in Hebrew here because I don't understand how he's translating it here. He says, nefesh. This is written in the Pasuk in the Zohar. Atzura. From the Tzara, it's the same Oisios as Sura. What does Sura mean?
Sura.
No, Sura is the greatness of a person. A person has a tzura. When you see a godel, you see Shalom Marriage, you have his pictures there. When you see Rav Avadya Yosef, he has a tzura. Yaakov Avinu, it's written that the ponies of Yaakov Avinu were shining. The zura of Yaakov Avinu, the tzura, it's not exactly the same word, but the same intention. That Yaakov Avinu had the tzura of Adam Rishon Lifnei Medes. He corrected Adam Rishon of eating the Eitz Hadas Tovara. So the tzura, he was given a tzura for all these tzuras. This is because the physical is subdued. The tzura form is augmented. In other words, is when a person puts all his power in Torah Tefillah and Rochnius, his body, becomes control, his rochnius keeps control of his body. I'll give you an example like this. I saw that Levi Yitzhak Bender, his friend in Boston, passed away like 20, 25 years ago, and he was a person, a Michel Dorfman, both of them were epitome of a person whose rochnius was sholet on the gashmius. I even think that Rabbi Levi Yitzhak, his friend in Boston, he had a set time every day to go to the bathroom. He controlled his body. You sometimes see people who want to get chatzot laila, they want to get up at tikkun. They have to put on two or three alarm clocks in order to get up, and that doesn't even help, right? We have to have someone throwing him out of the bed. It won't help. Rabbi Yitzchak, he would wake chatzot up. He got up before chatzot. He would wake chatzot up. His body was so much in control of his body that he would wake up chatzot laila automatically. This is what's written in the Midrash on David HaMelech. David HaMelech and his great tzaddikim worshipped the Shem with all their power, and all the body was in the souls were in control of all their body. His legs would automatically take him to the base of Midrash. He didn't even know where he was going. He wasn't thinking. It automatically came to the base of Midrash to her. Why? Because his teva, the instinct of his body became, his rochnius became his teva. His rochnius became the He controlled his body. His body did everything that his mind wanted him to do, according to the Torah. That he almost that's written by Avraham Avinu in Yerushalmi, that Avraham Avinu conquered his Yitzhar entirely. That he didn't have a Yitzhar anymore. His Yitzhar, it's written there, the Torah in the Kutu Moran, that says a person sometimes had a lot of action and a lot of home in his body. He puts it all in the Torah to feel. He shouts and davening. He puts all his koach in the Torah. This is putting your Yetzer Hora inside the Yetzer Tov in order that the Yetzer Hora will help him to worship Hashem. And this is what's going to happen. At the end of days, all the non-Jews are going to be servants for us. They're going to be servants for us. And even today, if all the religious Jews will do what they're supposed to do, automatically all the other countries and all the non-Jews, all the non-religious Jews will be servants to those who are worshiping God. This is the Ratzon Hashem. This is what God wants of us. And all the problems we have today, like the Rebbe says in the Kutim Moran here, that sometimes a person has such great soros that he has soros from the whole city, the whole nation. They're all going against him. He can conquer it by davening the Shem, by worshiping the Shem. And this is also the Inyan of Hanukkah. We're coming now to Hanukkah. We see in these last week's Parsha that Yaakov Avinu went back, he forgot the small vessels. Small vessels. So the Chazal are praising him for this because when a person has, let's say, he's moving a deer, he left in his apartment, left in his hotel room, he left $10 or $50, he left some item there, he left his shoes there, whatever. Go back and get it. Go back and get it. Don't leave it there. This is a big inyan. We'll see now how it's all tied into Hanukkah. It's written in the Pasuk, the Avater Yankov Levado. Yankov was alone. No one was with him. Omer Avlozor Shnishtayr Apachim Tati. Why was no one with Yaakov? I mean, he had no servants. He had no people who could help him. No, he wanted himself to go back after these small vessels. The Sefer Eteren Skeni explains like this: the Avata Yaakov Levado Biglal Kad the Chazar Aleim Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Ata Mesarta Nafshech Al Pach Katan. You went back for these small vessels. Ganani Batzmi says the Hakadosh Baruch Hu will pay to your sons a small vessel, the Bnei Hashmonai, with a little oil inside it. The Shach on the Torah, and there's a Shach on the Shulchan Aruch. You know the Shach? Sifsei Koyim? There's a Shach on the Torah also. What did the Shach say? Inside the small vessel was the oil that was used. This is the that Yaakov, when he came to Eben Shtiyah and he slept there, he put oil on his head. When he went to sleep there. With this oil, the same oil, says the Terence Kadim, is the oil that was found in the Beit HaShemonoyim in the time of Hanukkah, the Beis HaMikdash, Bonim Shechu Malchei Yisrael, all the kings, David HaMelech, Shlomi HaMelech, all the kings were nimshach with this oil. You have to put oil on their foreheads. And who Akad Shemen Muskaret said Eliyahu Velvadia. This is a famous small vessels, and inside of it was the Shemen Hanukkah, the oil of Hanukkah that was found. This is all learned out from Yaakov Avinu. Can you imagine such a thing? So we see this Indian of the going after Pachim Ketanim, the small vessels, is all nirmaz to the Indian of Hanukkah, which is coming up to us in the next few weeks. The Indian of Yovon was the same thing as Esav himself. What is Yovon, the Greeks? The Greeks started all the philosophy. Aristotle, all the philosophy came out of the Greeks. In America today, they put on the money and they use Greek language in order to come to a lot of knowledge. The Yevanim. What is the Tzadik of it? Sion. Sion is Zion. What is Zion? The real Zion, I'm not talking about the Zionists, I'm talking about the real Tzion, is Yerushalayim. You want to come to the Beis HaMikdash, want the base of English to be built. When we take out the tzaddik yisod olam from the world Sion, we come to Yovon. Yovon is the musag Nargan Mafrid Aluf. This is Esau and all the non-Jews who are trying to take us away from the Torah. What is a remez to the Ner Hanukkah and the Hanukkiah? The Hashemin is Neshoma. The same letters of Hashemin is the word Neshoma, our soul, our holy soul. Hanukkah is Gematria Guf, our bodies. So we see in the Hanukkah itself, we have a remez here to taking away the Neshoma from the Guf. What did Esav teach us? What does Esav say in his yeshiva? What is Bilam HaRosha teaching in his yeshiva? The only important thing is your body. The Yavanim, they started out, these Greeks, were building up the body. You have to do sport. You know, in America, it's very important to person do sport. You have to jog every day. This is true. Sometimes you have to take some wisdom from the Yavanim also. It's very true that a person has to do exercise. If he doesn't do exercise, his body, especially these yeshiva mochrim, or all the days of yeshiva, they don't do exercise. They won't even be able to learn. They're going to fall asleep on the Gemara all day, right? Because they have no exercise. You have to learn to do exercise. But what the Yavonim say, do exercise from the morning to the night. Don't do anything except from exercise. 1 hour in the pool. Another hour in the jogging. Another hour in playing tennis. Another hour. They're only doing exercise all day. They're nagan mafrid aluf. They're taking away all the physical things that a person does with himself. In the end, they have to go to eat. You have to go to this restaurant. You have to eat this type of food. There are some organizations of food today, what you need, food which is healthy, right? So they make a whole organization. They put their whole mind in the food. They became an avodah zarah from food. And we know what Rabbeinu says about money. And this we see in the whole world. That a person puts his mind in money, he doesn't even have time to eat. He doesn't have time to go to the bathroom. He can put every single minute of the day in the middle of the bathroom. He gets a call. Boom, another action, a money deal. They're all, they put their hours, they get 50. Just like a person should learn Torah, the sitraka says, put all your mind in money, how to make more money. They don't need the money. What are they going to do with the money? This is considered motarot, things that a person doesn't need. Yeah, if he gives tzedakah, all these rich people would give tzedakah to the people who learn Torah, then they would have a tikkun for themselves also. And this also we learn that from Yaakov Avinu. It's written that Yaakov Avinu gave meiser, the tenth of everything he had, he gave to charity. And this comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we learn out a lot of things from him. And I want to conclude now, and there's a Torah in the 50 Moran, I won't go into detail here, which talking about Hanukkah, the second Seder, the Kutimran, the second Torah, which says the days of Hanukkah are days of thanksgiving. As it stated, they instituted these 8 days of Hanukkah for thanksgiving and exaltation. I called my mother up in America, and she told me, what is it, November 27th is Thanksgiving? The American, there's a holiday Thanksgiving where everyone brings a hoodoo, they bring a turkey. Yeah. Where does this come from? How did the pilgrims know to make such a holiday Thanksgiving? They all took it from the Jews. Because Rabbeinu also doesn't make the Chadash, doesn't make any Chidush here in this Torah. He says a fact, it's written in the Al-Anisi, in Masechet Shabbos, 21. It's written that these 8 days for Hanukkah are given for thanksgiving and exaltation. All the days of thanksgiving represent the delight of the future world. For the essential delight of the future world is express thanksgiving and praise God's great name to acknowledge it. It's written in the future, all the korbonos will be abolished except for one korban. What's the name of it? Toida. Thank you, God. This is the most important thing in the world. You had something, you had a Yeshua. You had a good thing happen. God did for you something good. In your davening, say Todah. What do we say in Al-Anisim? Boder, the Kodesh Bohu, for such a miracle of difference. Ein balanes makir beniso. Every person has thousands of miracles happening for him every week, every day, every year. And he doesn't, ein balanes makir beniso. The person doesn't even realize it. And a person in his bodedus, this is one of the reasons why a person has to do it bodedut. He has to come to the realization that God is doing everything for us, and we have to praise God for what he's doing for us, so continue to do these great things for us. And this is what the Rebbe says in his Torah. This way we come closer to God. This brings us close to the Shem. Everybody feels that I want to come closer to the Shem. How can I become closer to the Shem? This Torah, the Kuti Moran, in the days of Hanukkah, that's the time when a person can really use this piece of Eitzah. By thanking God for all the miracles that happened to us, we can come closer to God. We don't need the turkey of Thanksgiving. We need to thank God. This is the delight of the future world. Shashua Olam Haba. I think anyone who would receive a little bit of Shashua Olam Haba, let's say they had $1,000 in their hands, they would throw the $1,000 on the side and they would run for the Shashua Olam Haba. The Orach Chaim Kodesh says, Orach Chaim Kodesh, the famous Orach Chaim Kodesh, that says, if a person would feel the matikas, the sweetness of the Torah, the prophet Torah, the Tzadik, he doesn't talk about the Torah, the Tzadik, because Orach Chaim is not a chosid breast. But the person who would feel the sweetness of the Torah, he would mishtageya after the Torah, he wouldn't be able to leave the Torah. And now we'll say something about one of the great tzaddikim that passed away very recently, this called Rav Avadia Yosef. He had this loving for Torah. He would be able to learn Torah in the bus, in the street. Rav Avadia Yosef, he didn't have money. Very poor, he would go in a store to buy a book. He would go, let's say, in the beginning of the night, he would say to the Balachanut, tomorrow I'll give you the keys in the store. He would read the whole book in that night in the store. In the morning he would leave the store and give the keys to the Balachanut. He read the whole book there. The kids, encyclopedia, had a memory, could remember the whole book. The loving from Torah, we see him from these great Masmidim. How did Rabbi Avadia Yosef become such a great man? And also Rabbi Yashiv, these two great Jews who passed away in our generation now, the past few months. The loving for Torah, they love Torah so much. And there's a Torah in the Kuti Moran that says that it also, if the person would be able to understand it, prat the Torah of the Tzaddik, he would love it so much, he would leave all Olam Hazeh for the Torah of the Tzaddik. He doesn't feel it. Because of our, we have such a big goof. We're all Chanukah. Chanukah is Kibachi goof. We're all a big Chanukah, but we don't have the Neshama. Where's the Ner? Who's going to light on us the Ner, which is HaShemin? HaShemin is Oshas Neshama. When will our souls be lit up that we'll be able to appreciate these great things that all the rabbis did for us with creating the Torah, writing the Torah, the whole Gemara, the Tzaddikim, the Kuti Moran. We read a Zohar here today. The Kuti Moran translates the whole Zohar and Kisvi Arizal into a Lushan, a jargon which we can understand, to do things to change our souls. This is the whole Indian of Hanukkah, to change our souls. The Hoisif Oilek. Why do we start with one candle and we come to eight candles? Because we want to add every day something else. Just like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, what means Bobi Yomi? He would add every day something new in his life. So that every single day was a chidush in his life. Every Jew has to be like Avraham Avinu. And don't say you can't be like Avraham Avinu. There's a Torah in the Kuti Moran that says, Acharaya Avram. When a person sometimes is in a very bad situation, if he feels very individualized, especially when a person is like a Baal Tshuva, leaves all his old friends, he leaves his previous country. Sometimes he moves from, let's say, America, comes to Israel. He has to leave thousands of friends. He leaves his job. He leaves, you know, Had Ayavram. Sometimes a person feels like that. He has no wife. His wife is not supporting him. His children are not supporting him. But he's doing Ratzon Hashem. This is the Nisayon. This is the Nisayon that Yaakov Avinu had when he was going against Esau and he was going against Lavan, and he was successful. Maisa Boni Siman Maisa Ovois Siman Lamon. We learned that from our forefathers how we were able to stand in these very difficult situations in our generation, and we are able to conquer our Yetzer Hara. Shem Yizkenu. For the time of Hanukkah will be Moisi Ve'Oile. Every day will add more and more to our spiritual souls.
Thank you very much.